Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Tonight is our nursing home show, and we are really not happy about some of the things that have been going on as of late, especially of this new variant, the Omicron variant. We're kind of a little perturbed about it actually going back into the nursing homes. They're still there, the nursing homes. So what we suspect is that these nursing homes will be there and bringing this virus right back into the nursing homes, and people will get sick and they will die. This has been very, very sad. It has, you know, the same effect that it has been when it was in the nursing homes before. So I don't see any difference. Frank, how do you feel about that?
Well, I don't know where they get these names from. Omicron. Is that the name of
the
doctor?
They're doing the alphabet.
Who,
No. They're doing the alphabet, Delta. They're doing just the alphabet, Greek alphabet, I believe.
Well, I don't know. That sounds like the name of some doctor who couldn't do anything to stop the virus.
But no, anyway, it's just the Greek alphabet, I think.
The politicians need to protect all of us, and they're not doing that in so many ways. You know, and one of them is what you just mentioned.
Yeah.
Look at what the former governor did. I don't even want his name on my show. Mario's name would be, you know, I'd always uphold that name because Mario saved my life, Mario Cuomo. But the other guy, forget him. But you know, the politicians need to step up and realize and take a look at what this former bum governor did. He deserted people and left them to die in these nursing homes. And take a stand. And now I would suspect that thousands of people are on programs, and he's got, you know, the independent living has people who can go into these nursing homes and sign them up immediately. I mean, this is an emergency.
This is,
you know,
the emergency.
They found one case
for
in California, right? They're going to wait until it gets really worse. The nursing homes are going to be hit hard because they were last time. You know, people come in there. Everybody said we were crazy, but they should have listened to us when we said, you know, don't let the people leave once they come in, the workers. You know, they kept out the visitors. So, but the working people came and went, and look what happened.
That's right.
They brought it in.
Yeah, they brought it in.
You know? You can't say the residents brought it in because they don't go out.
That's correct.
For the most part, you know. So now the big question is this governor here, and we're talking about New York, but apply it to every state, are the governors going to enact emergency housing? Every apartment, every eligible apartment should be accessible.
That's true.
You know, and get people set up and give them the help. I mean, don't forget, they spend $122 billion a year, you know, on care that the majority of people don't even want. People have to pay for things they don't even want in nursing homes. But why
That's
not
true.
Use that money to get them to a safer place, their own apartment, their own home, and you know, of course, get the AIDS, and now's a good time to put into practice our idea, volunteers for freedom, because you could make up for the hours as needed.
That's
but the state should make sure that everybody has enough hours, especially in an emergency, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So last time they declared a state of emergency, you know, with the virus, But that emergency didn't apply to the thousands of residents in these nursing homes. They didn't get them out.
They felt it did. That was the problem right there. They felt it did. And when they felt that it did, it was a big problem because in their eyes, it was, you know, it never transposed as an emergency. That's the problem right there. You know, the agencies said, oh, this isn't really an emergency in our eyes. See, that's the problem. They go with what the agencies feel, the agency mentality. And that's a big problem.
Yeah, but the governor should override that.
Yeah,
I know. I mean, come on. They're supposed to protect
you. You know that. Of course.
We in our own homes are more protected than the people
that's
in
true.
The nursing homes. And incidentally, we're gonna revise that word and
I've been doing that slowly.
Use nursing homes in the petition.
Right.
Because everybody's familiar with that and
yeah.
We have our first meeting on coming up, hopefully on Monday, concerning this show and, you know, nursing homes kill people, get rid of them. And I want to thank Ira Tucker for working on a title for the ribbon on Tracy's book. And we'll keep you posted on that, of course. But how timely now is this that we started this show and we're urging the politicians to turn these nursing homes into accessible housing. Now, if you empty them out and get people into apartments, there's the opportunity to turn these places into accessible housing.
That's right.
I mean, that's what needs to be done.
That's
correct.
Of course
it's a big job.
Yeah, you made it.
Remember,
we
didn't. Yeah, but we didn't create the nursing homes.
That's true.
The politicians did. And you ask any disabled person who's not afraid to be honest, and they will tell you, we don't like nursing homes. We don't want them. We hate them.
Definitely do. They've killed our families. They've killed our friends.
What?
And they killed our family, our friends, and they're on the way to killing us, to be honest. And that's why we don't love them. We don't hate them. But we just want them to
be changed. Every disabled person lives under the threat.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that they can be put into a nursing home.
As long as you're cognizant.
And if you don't have the money, or there isn't a lawyer to take your case, you don't have a leg to stand on.
That's true. The money is the most important thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had a I'm sorry, continue.
Go ahead.
Well, there is a real, if you don't have the money, some people have a way of doing it, and I don't know how they do it, but they find a way to fight for themselves. And I'd like to know more about it, how they're able to get two people to take care of them. You know how I said to you, a two-person assist, this one young lady happened to get it. Maybe because she was a young woman, she was able to get two people to assist her. I don't know. But she was part of a program. That's something that I'd like to look into on how she got, she has MS and she's only 21. And she was able to get.
Where did this happen?
I'm sorry?
Where did this happen?
In New York. Yeah. So she has a two-person assist. Yeah.
All right. So they wanted to put her in, they wanted to put this woman in a nursing home?
Correct.
And what did she do? She went to court?
Yep.
Oh, all right, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. If you can go to court and fight them, you know, but you've got to have the proof that you're going to have the help you need. Now, I don't know if this woman has some money or what the situation is.
I don't know either, but all I know is that I don't think she had the money, from what I was told. And I don't know how she got it. Well, the only thing I could think of is the MS Society helped her. It's the only thing. But how do you get the MS Society to help her?
I'd like to believe that. I'd like to know that.
Too.
You know, if they helped her, then why aren't they helping every other person?
That's right.
The same thing.
Yeah.
You know,
she
Maybe somebody's hearing us a little bit.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, but I mean that's one person out of millions.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, we need to make that happen for everyone.
That'd be great.
And the agency should help.
That's right. That
they should be
right there.
Where did you hear about this?
My aide happens to know her. She used to be her aide before she came to me. And she found out.
Well, how long ago did this happen? Just recently? Or?
No. This was done before my aide came to me. Yeah. She had two
men. Was quite a few years ago.
Yeah.
Well, how do you know she's still out of the nursing home?
She speaks with her almost like every month. She speaks with her almost every month.
So she's still out?
Yeah.
Well, you got to find out more detail. What resources does she have?
Exactly.
You know, how did she do it?
I don't think she's going to want to expose those resources or expose anything.
Probably
but her mom
not.
Did keep her. Yeah, exactly. Nobody wants to expose any of that. That's the horrible part right there.
But you see, the point is, if the nursing homes weren't there, people wouldn't be able to go into them.
That's it.
That's what you got to remove. People shouldn't have to fight and go to court because they don't want to be locked away in a nursing home that's not really a home.
No, it's a jail, in my eyes. You get fed horrible food. Truthfully, I never saw anything like that. The food that I was given. Never.
Yeah,
it was
there's
horrible.
Always exceptions to the rule, you know, but
there was no exception to the rule. Every nursing home that I was in was just like that. Everyone.
No, I'm talking about this woman, you know. But the main thing is to get rid of these places so that people don't have the threat of them hanging over their head. Now, that woman that you just mentioned, she still has the threat that she can be put into a nursing home.
Yes, at any point. Say her mother passes
because
away.
Because they're there.
Right. And also that her mother passes on. If her mother passes on and doesn't accept the responsibility anymore of taking care of her,
her mother's taking
right
care of her. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that makes a difference. Yeah, so the family is taking care of her, and you can be damn sure they're making
them
spend their money.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, it's horrible. It's like the state is waiting around for the person to run out of money so they can come and get them.
Yeah.
Isn't that horrible?
That's right. It's like, it reminds me of having to... the insane asylums of years ago, they're waiting around with the white jackets. Instead, this is a different color jacket, you know? That's how it makes me
it's
feel,
worse
anyway.
Than that. Remind me of...
It is. Concentration camp.
You know, where they take away your resources, some terrorist
Everything.
Country, you know?
Yeah, right? It's
so
terrible.
If a person has help and they can... prove it, and they go to court, and the judge agrees. Yeah, but the threat is still there.
Yeah,
the person can still be put into the nursing home.
Yeah.
So they're waiting around, and the money diminishes. You know, and they'll try again.
That's right.
That's why we got to get rid of these places. These nursing homes are horrible. Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. Tom's River, New Jersey, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita Lady. So check it out. Big East, the Akita Rescue. And let's see, Kennedy Realty, another one of our buddies. Islip, New York. Buy a house, sell a house, or get some good info. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. And if you need dog food or cat food to feed your animal, take note of this number.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085. I'll give you that again in a minute. You know, dog food, cat food, medical. And you talk to Gary. If you're disabled and you have trouble picking the food up, let him know. He'll sometimes can get it to you. So, again, nobody starves on Long Island, 631-484-3085. All the beautiful children of the world, Corey, Avante, Ollie Campbell, Little Tommy.
Aww.
And all the others, take care of them, watch over them. Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. All right, the other day I was on the subway, and this little kid, you know how children get rambunctious, you know, they hyper, you know, jumping and all that. This little kid jumped right on my dog.
Uh-oh.
And Charabelle is so loving and beautiful. She just put her head up and sort of smiled at the kid and gave him a kiss.
Aw,
you know,
that's cute.
That's my girl.
Yeah, she is.
She's teaching people how to take care of children and watch over them.
Yeah, that's
Akita.
Right.
Yep. All right, Inner Sight. I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp. I want to thank Silo. I invited Joe Delgado today to the Zoom
meeting
that we are hoping to hold on Monday. I got to hear back from Ira. Everybody else mm-hmm. checked in. And then I'll have to get the numbers to everybody.
Yep.
So, Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. And when I told the receptionist at Silo that this show existed to get rid of nursing homes, boy, was she happy. You know,
wow.
People live under that threat.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's horrible.
Wow. Yeah.
Freaking horrible.
I know that.
So, again, Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. Thank you for your donation. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090. And today, have you got the Able News?
Yes, I do. Hold on a second.
Can you find our ad?
Do I would look for it? Yeah.
Should be on page 4.
It will be in there. Page 4, really?
Page
okay,
4.
I'll...
Let's see if it's...
Yeah. Hold on.
If it's running. Page 4,
okay,
Able News.
Yep, give me 1 second, and I'll read our ad to everybody. I have
to get
to April.
Do the ad, and then you can...
Yeah, hang on.
Well, if you do the recording, you can... I don't know if you can do it.
Yeah, I could
do
that.
Recording,
yeah, hold
on. Can you look for
then
the
I'll
ad,
do the other ad
while the recording is on?
Yeah, but let me just... I'm trying to... I started looking for the ad, so one thing at a time.
Oh, all right.
Able News, yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, you're listening to Nursing Homes Kill People.
That's correct. Uh-huh.
Turn them in, turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. That's the answer. That's the solution that helps everyone, including the owners, because they can keep making
money.
That's
right. That's
so
good.
That's our idea. That's our goal with this nursing home business.
In 2 seconds.
And tomorrow night's show, why young people should help Inner Sight. We'll talk about that.
Yes.
But you're the birthday girl. You won't be here.
Oh, it depends. I might. I might come on in to help you out. I'll see. We might have an early birthday party for me, and then I'll come in.
All right. Well,
we'll see.
Any luck on the ad?
It's coming up slowly.
Oh.
I am already locked in. Okay.
All right. Inner Sight around the world and in related news, what I heard today on CNBC really is outrageous. The Rockefeller Foundation. Now, you know, Governor Rockefeller in the 70s, I think it was.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He was a pretty tough cookie on crime and everything, I remember.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you
yeah.
Know, I think he was the guy who made sure that a cop was on every train.
Beat cops, I think, right?
The subway.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Rockefeller Foundation, I believe that they're a big research outfit now. They've been around for years.
Uh-huh.
And
yes,
they had a report. I only heard the headline, so I don't know any of the details, but they had the report on CNBC, if you want to look it up, how the variant comes from the vaccination not being equal.
Mm.
Now, you may recall when they said mix and match this vaccination.
Yeah.
Well, according to Rockefeller report, if I've got this right, they didn't inform people in Europe about these vaccinations.
Oh,
and that makes sense because they didn't test them enough.
Right.
You know, when you, especially when you mix chemicals. I did pretty good in chemistry. I got a 90. I was going to be a chemist. And when you mix chemicals, you have to make sure that they're not poisonous, that they don't explode, that they don't give off harmful gases. Those are three of the major things that you have to test for.
Yeah, definitely.
And the feeling I'm getting here is that they didn't test these vaccines. People took them. A lot of people mixed and matched. And they're saying, according to Rockefeller, that's where the variant came from.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Yeah.
So there you have it. The very people that are supposed to be helping us.
Well, here we are. Very cool.
Are making money on it.
Yep.
What do you got?
I've got Inner Sight Means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled, a lovely saying that we also have. And it says, listen to Inner Sight Freedom Podcast weeknights, and then 8 to 9, and then the call-in number, she put it. And then she's, you know, also said Blog Talk Radio / Inner Sight Info. New on Wednesday nights, which is our Inner Sight Institutions Kill People, Get Rid of Them. Help us save
Inner
lives.
Inner Sight Institutions?
Yeah. Kill people.
Wait a minute. That's a misprint.
Yeah, a little bit. It's supposed to be Inner Sight.
Thing is, who wrote that?
We wrote that when we changed
no,
it.
No. We didn't write that.
Yeah.
Nursing homes kill people.
Yeah. Get rid of them. Help us save lives.
Now, wait a minute. Read that again. I think you read that wrong.
Inner Sight, it says nursing institutions kill people. get rid of them.
Nursing institutions kill people.
Nursing.
You said inside institutions kill people.
No.
Let's get it right.
I'm sorry. Nursing institutions kill people. Get rid of them.
All right.
Help us save lives and make everyone equal. Let's see. It's hard for me to read a little bit. Let me make it bigger here.
All right, but at least you got that part right. We're gonna change that institution to nursing home. We'll have to tell
right.
her.
Right. Yeah. She has all the rest of the everything.
Nursing homes kill people, not inner sight. God.
No, I didn't mean it.
Inner sight's trying to save lives.
Yes, we are.
All right, so
a,
is that the whole thing?
No, there's more. There's a lot of our contact numbers. And then it has me, the assistant director, you, the director, of course, on there, our phone numbers, everything that we need.
Why don't you read it one more time? I want to hear it right.
The whole thing? Okay. Inner sight.
Yeah, from
the
beginning.
First thing, it says inner sight. It says inner sight. Inner sight means freedom advocates for the disabled. And then it says, listen to Inner Sight Freedom podcast weekdays 8 to 9.
Weeknight.
And then it has a weeknight.
Wait a minute. Weeknights, isn't it?
I'm sorry. Yes, weeknights.
You said weekdays. You got to watch what you're reading, man.
Weeknights. Give me a second, Frank. Talk to
yeah, but you know when the show is on.
Yes, I know. Call in number 213-816-1650. Got that right? Okay. Then the actual address, the Blog Talk Radio address, then we have, which is... blogtalkradio.com/InnerSight Info. Okay. Then new on weeknights, Wednesday nights, sorry, is, it went straight to it. Hold on. Oh, she made the links. That's awesome. She made it where it links over to our page when you click on it. That's good. Then it says, let's see. Hold on. Okay. Weeknights, Wednesday nights, let's see, nursing institutions kill people. Get rid of
there
them.
There you go.
Help, all right. Help us save lives and make everyone equal. That's good. Television talk show on public
access.
Yeah, but
we should have put turn them into accessible housing. We have to revise
it. Here we go. Yeah, we'll have to revise it. But there's more to it. To the ad.
Go ahead.
Okay. Television show, public access, Altice local programming, NASA and Suffolk, Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. Channel 20. MNN.org, New York City, and worldwide on the internet on 1997 and on Channel 3, the Spirit Channel online for world. Wide coverage at 11 p.m. Inner Sight is an all-volunteer charity. We can be reached at 224-3090. Frank, director, assistant, and there's your cell phone there. And also the cell phone number is 631-478-3590. Assistant director, and I put my number just in case they can't reach you, 917-848-9477. And then we have Facebook, and our Facebook address. And
that's
that
a
is,
long ad.
Yeah, it is. She did a great job. Facebook.com/InnerSight Inc. And that's our Facebook address. Then we have our website there too. And that is InnerSight.info. And then we have our Twitter, at InnerSight.info. We have our email, which is InnerSight@PMP. No attachments, URLs. I put all the whole thing in there so people will not send us attachments, hopefully. URLs, logos, text only, please. Email is for the blind. Convert it into MP3 file. So people should know what to do with that. Once I said that. Okay? And
well,
we
got to revise that a couple of spots.
That's it.
You know, I want to put in nursing homes, and I want to say, you know, turn them into accessible housing.
And that's it. Yeah, that's not too bad.
So we'll
call them on that.
We'll fix that up. All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. I'm going to call in. Any calls on the line?
We most likely still have our friend, Anthony. Let's see if he's around still, hopefully. All right, give me 1 second.
All right, live on Inner Sight from Brooklyn.
Yep, here he is. Yes, he is. He wants to talk. Here he comes.
Hi, Suzanne. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Hi, Anthony. How are you doing?
I'm okay. So here's what's on my mind tonight. I'm not going to say that, you know, this goes for everybody in society, but I think too little is made of a disabled person's life, and people, you know, just kind of, I don't know, water down their feelings and accept anything for them. And, you know, everything is, oh, well, they're disabled and they have to accept that and they have to expect that, and that's part of life and that's the way it is. You know, so people always say, oh, well, you know, they need help from people and what are you going to do and what are you going to do? And, you know, that's the problem, you know. You know, they make it seem so, whatever will be, will be. It's over, you know, simplified and just, you know, pass over. You know, if they wind up in a facility, they wind up in a facility. And, yeah, they don't want to give anybody any more hours regardless of any kind of emergency because they say that, you know, it's based on your physical condition. And if they don't think you need it, they're going to come up with every kind of excuse there is. But, you know, what I was thinking to myself, how they can really avoid people from getting the coronavirus is to keep people at all costs out of the hospitals to the extent that when they have to have the home care form renewed, you know, you don't have to go to the doctor anymore if your condition is still the same. I mean, I know, you know, they'll say they want blood work once a year, but there are people that don't even have any health problems other than having, for example, cerebral palsy, like in my case. Mm-hmm. But they demand and insist that you go and see the doctor every 6 months and, you know, then say they didn't get the form and then you have to go back and, you know, wait some more.
Well, they use you to get money.
Yeah, and, you know, and then the insurance will call you and, you know, tell you, you know, you have to get it in a certain amount of time. And then they'll aggravate you because, you know for a fact that you did it, and they'll argue with you and they'll tell you, no, you didn't, no, you didn't, no, you didn't, we didn't get it, blah, blah, blah. You know, and that's the problem.
Same with the other disabled, too. They do it
I think the saddest part is that, you know, with this home care thing, that when you do get somebody of good quality, you know, no one has really consideration for our feelings about, you know, what we would like in life to be able to keep somebody that we, you know, trust, that we know that takes good care of us. And that's part of the problem because, you know, it, how would you say, people still view the job of a homemaker as nothing and, you know, as a babysitter and stuff like that, which I understand, with, you know, why people would see it that way. Even though I don't agree with it, they might say, oh, they don't do much, this and that. But, you know, that's part of the problem, too, that we never have, you know, a stable aide. No matter what you do, people come and go. And, we're not their family and, you know, they're barred from doing anything for us outside of the hours. You know, they, you know, like I said, they can't come and visit you and take you someplace. You can't, you know, give them anything but faucet water. You know, you can't call them if you have an emergency. Everything has to be authorized, the hours only.
Yeah.
They don't want you to have their numbers. You know, they don't want they don't want us
if
calling them. They don't want us
to.
Yeah, but that's Yeah, but that's only if you know the person privately and you're hiring them on their own. But even if you think about it, Suzanne, CDPAP isn't really that great. I mean,
no,
it's okay for somebody you know, that doesn't have a job, who, you know, cares about you and feels bad for you, you know, that you're in those type of circumstances, and they'll help you. But, you know, they're not getting any health benefits out of it. There's no...
Oh, some do. Some do.
Oh, okay.
They give health benefits.
I didn't know that. But there's no death benefits, really. There's no pension for the job. And,
there isn't, no. But some agencies do give that, too. Paid time off. They give... it depends on what agency you're with. You have to look for them. They're far and few between, but they do give. Mine happens to give it.
Yeah, but I don't, you know, get to choose my agencies. I do. I mean, but the ones that they have, you know, they offer what they offer, and they have who they have, and some of them are better than others, and, you know, whoever takes the case has somebody. But, you know, I feel that, you know, people just expect us to accept and, you know, expect whatever. And, you know, when you talk to people, sadly, they'll always say, you know, I have to worry about my life. I work. Mm-hmm. I this. I that. And it's all about me. And, you know, nobody really cares about the disabled person. Oftentimes, that's why they wind up in a home, you know, because the nurses who come to evaluate the cases, like, you know, they don't want to give you hours. So, you know, you're destined to wind up in a nursing home no matter what you do. And, you know, of course, APS doesn't care. They'll pretend like they're going to work with you to keep you in your home, but we know that that's a crock of, you know, crap.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what choice do you really have? And, you know, what becomes of a person's life when the agencies, you know, don't have anybody? Then,
yeah,
you know,
let me hold it, Anthony. Let me just interject something here, because very important. When Biden put up money for the health care, you know, Medicare and all that, you know, all that money, I forget what the it's in the billions right now.
Mm-hmm.
That money is not to help us. It goes to the nursing home.
It was my understanding, Frank, that he gave money to each state that would expand home care, so that,
right,
like, if you lived in a state that didn't have enough funding for home care, then you would no longer have to wait on a waiting list, because it would have a constant.
Yeah, but even so, okay, each state for home care, right?
Mm-hmm.
That money goes to agencies, not to the individual who needs the home care. There's the difference. See
yeah.
President Biden should have signed an executive order saying X amount of billions of dollars now will go to the qualified individual, you know, and by qualified I mean that they're disabled. That's it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Qualified individual to pay for their home care, and to conduct their own life.
That's
what these
problem,
politicians
right,
should be doing for
we,
us.
We,
and that
we
would alleviate many of the things that you're talking about.
Yeah, we don't get anything in life but SSI, because I honestly think that they really don't think much of us, and all they're doing is,
they don't,
you know,
freeing up
more money, you know, for when people apply for home care, so they can get somebody. But it doesn't mean they'll
you
get...
You know what,
you know
what my friend, my friend Ira Tucker told me the other day, and he's one of the greatest publicists in the world. He's worked with Patti LaBelle, Stevie Wonder, Rod Stewart, to go on and on and on.
Wow.
He told me that what you got to do with these people who are pressing us like this, you got to embarrass the hell out of them. Because that's
mm-hmm.
the only thing they're going to understand. They don't care
mm-hmm.
about us.
Right,
and
I agree.
And that's what
you.
We're determined to do
and,
with this
and
show
yeah.
and with the new committee now yeah. that we have, and with Tracy Garner and her book. We intend to embarrass the hell out of these people.
I fully agree with him, Frank. The way to get out of this is to expose it publicly as much as possible, to talk about it publicly, to put these things on the news. And I think, you know, disabled people, we know that we're, you know, independent. We know that we're able to do things for ourselves, but some of us need more help than others. And if you need more help than others, you can't be ashamed to say it, and you have to, you know, admit it, and you have to publicly embarrass these people regardless. And, you know, you have to say that this is the circumstances that we're living under, and this is what we're being forced to put up with, and this isn't fair, and things like that. I think part of the problem, Frank, is that people have this assumption that, you know, everyone is in the same category, and every disabled person is, you know, as independent as the next person. And that's what they try to, you know,
I believe that through three forms of funding, every disabled person could be in their own home. Private funding, the agencies, and the government. Three ways.
I agree.
And everybody would be able to stay in their own home, and these nursing homes could serve the owners by being made into accessible housing. There's the whole plan. And the Volunteers for Freedom.
But they don't want that.
That would help.
They want the traditional way. Because the fact of the matter is, Frank, you make more money off of people's desperation and sickness than you would off of independent people who live in, you know, accessible housing, because it's constant billing through, you know, insurance companies and things like that, and it's a flow of sick people who require different levels of care and, you know, things like that, and everything.
Well, then
they
let
do
them
for
find
them.
Other ways to make money instead of human suffering.
I agree, but that's all these nursing homes have been doing for years, Frank, is just profiting off of human suffering and just
suffering.
Helping them sink, you know, deeper into drowning in the ocean, you know, and they know that, but they don't care because they know that these people, a lot of them are at a stage where they're elderly and they're frail and they can't fight anymore, you know, and some don't.
Well, we're going to fight for them.
Where to turn, and that's why things are the way they are. But, you know, the biggest problem to me, Frank, is, you know, when you're disabled, too little is made of your life, and
that's,
you know,
that's
the problem. And people feel that because you need care, you know, you should be heard, but to a limited extent. And it reminds me of the old saying that, you know, when people talk about children, about how they should be seen and not heard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And people will say, you know, just get your butt wiped and be quiet. And that's the kind of mentality.
Well, we're both
that,
seen and heard. You don't believe me? Just look up some of the news articles.
And that's why they don't like us. And we have to keep ourselves in
the air. If they like me or not.
And I'm not here to be liked. As a matter of fact, I think if they don't like us, it's better for us. You know,
it is
if they like us, there's something wrong. Yeah, that's why I don't work for these agencies.
Listen,
that's why
we're gonna move on, Anthony. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Always
thank
good
you,
to hear from
you. Yeah, input's always good.
Thank you, Suzanne. It's a pleasure.
You're welcome. Take care.
All right. In a sight, I admit that I have a motive to do this show and to carry on this campaign to get rid of nursing homes. And my motive is I'm not going to one of those damn places.
Me neither.
You better damn ass believe it.
Right?
I am not going to one of those places.
As long as I know you, I'm not letting you. I'll make sure that.
Well, there's my motive. And you know what? Mm-hmm. Every disabled person, I believe, who will help us, and even if they won't help us, have the same motive.
Well, yeah.
You know, everyone's different. Not everyone can get involved actively. I understand that.
No.
You know, some people are inhibited. But they still deserve to not have to go into a nursing home.
That's
and I don't
true.
Care how disabled they are or how incapacitated they are. As a matter of fact, if they're more incapacitated, that only makes it harder to I should say easier to get them help. It should be easier to get them help.
Right.
Stay out of the nursing home.
It should actually be easier, yes.
Who was that
guy?
From
when I was told, the more you are incapacitated, the easier you are to be eligible for a nursing home. Hence,
yeah.
They can help you. Isn't that the stupidest thing you've ever heard of? It should just be that you're disabled and you should be eligible for that damn program.
Who was that guy years ago who had to live in a bubble?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I can't remember the name, though.
And I don't believe
they
put him in
the story. Yeah. Isn't that horrible?
Yeah. I think he was able to stay out of it. He didn't live very long, but, you know.
No, he didn't. But he had because he had no immune system, I think. Didn't
Whatever.
He walk around in, like, a spacesuit for a while?
I don't know. But I remember the
story.
There's
a whole story about him. Yeah, I did, too.
Vaguely.
The man in the bubble or something. Name
yeah,
the story.
Yeah.
I used to love
that
story.
In a site, all right, 213-816-1650. I want to thank Angela for the ad.
Yes.
Greatly appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, anybody reading Able News, you want to help, this show is here to stay. We're determined to keep it on the air.
Yeah.
So if you'd like to advertise your business, any places that make equipment to keep people in their own home.
Yes.
We welcome your sponsorship. And I think it would be a good place for you to advertise.
Yes, and I could use some equipment, so we'll talk about, you know, that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, in a site live around the world, and wonder how many people that we can't get a number, huh? How many people are in nursing homes? Is there such a number?
There might be. Hang on, let me take a look and see if I can find something before we end.
I'd like to see if we could find a total on that. And then, of course, the next total is which I believe has never been published. How many people are currently eligible to be in a nursing home?
Oh, that's a hard one.
There's another one. That's got to be in the millions.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know? I mean, there's the food for the hungry nursing homes that take advantage of people, that use people.
Yeah, there's
And I was thinking today, as I was walking along, and my dog made me think, if people were equal...
I have that number, by the way.
Yeah, hold on. If people were equal, all the people with the money would be eligible for nursing homes. Imagine if they tried to pull that off.
Yeah, right.
We don't care how much money you got. You got to go into a nursing home.
That's right.
And you can't have any more assets, and we're going to take all your money.
That's
we'll give you $50 a month.
A month. What is that? Nothing.
But can you imagine if they did that to everybody?
Wow.
They'd never do it. It would never work.
Right.
The big corporations would destroy them.
I just found
they only do it
really
to us
me.
Because we're vulnerable and easy.
That's the easy target.
But they don't do it to the big money people. Now, what was the number?
1.4 million are in nursing homes. And there are statistics that 4 million.
1.4 million.
Are in nursing homes. 38% of COVID cases... of deaths were in nursing homes.
Yeah. So that's a lot. That's 4 million people, right?
1.4 million people
1.
Live
4.
In nursing
how,
homes.
How does that translate into numbers?
That's how many people live in nursing homes.
1.4.
Right, out of the U.S. population live in nursing homes.
Oh, all right. So there you have the liberation number.
Mm-hmm.
1.4 million.
Now, this is scary, I just got to say. 440% increase in living in nursing homes since that's 2021. That scares me.
Yeah, well, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. The people are there.
Yeah, there's space
the
there
product
now, so they
is there.
Added more people.
You see, to these owners, it's just a product. It's not a person.
Yeah. No, it isn't.
It's a meal.
Yeah. You
know. So this is why we're doing this show. This is why we've gotten some people together. This is why Tracy Garner is donating a dollar out of her new book coming out in January.
Yeah.
You're hearing the reasons, 1.4 million reasons why.
Yeah. U.S. News
and, then the other
and World Report, they said best nursing homes for 2021 and 2022. I don't know if there's any best nursing home. That's got to be really scary right there, that statement. Right there. There's no best nursing home. I'll tell you straight up, there's no best.
Of course not. They're all the same.
They're all the same, yep.
You know,
depends on who's taking care of you, period.
Than the other.
Yeah.
All right, Insight 852 New York. Nursing homes kill people. Turn them into accessible housing.
Yes.
Everybody can benefit from that.
Yes, they can. A lot of people who are in nursing homes now would have never made that choice if they had to choose it themselves, number one. Number two, many people who were are in homeless shelters are people with disabilities. You don't think that, but yes, they are. You know, so
just got a call from a woman the other day that we all know, Caroline, who's in rehab. She was in a shelter. They sent her from the shelter to the rehab nursing home, and she says it's horrible over there.
So she says that's horrible. Where is she now? What rehab?
I don't know. I called her back, but I haven't heard back yet. But they're all the same. They're all horrible.
Yeah, I know.
Any place,
get transported to another.
Be it a hospital or a rehab or any other place that holds the threat of a nursing home over a person's head, to me, is evil.
Yeah, I agree.
And you know what? I can't wait to say it to the Associated Press with this book coming out and with the people and with the... All the people that will rally to our side to say, get rid of these horrible places.
Yeah. Get rid of the nursing homes. If you want to make the accessibility of these housings much better to get people into housing, there's your option. There's your goal. We're not getting rid of you, owners. We're getting rid of the...
Well, no, wait a minute. Ira was telling me, Don't plead to them like that. I don't want to do that. You know?
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
They're not gonna listen to us.
That's right.
You know? Because
we
want to get
true.
Rid of these nursing homes.
True.
So we gotta make them do it.
That's right.
And we want them turned into accessible housing.
That's true.
We're not saying they can't own the buildings.
Right.
But there you have it.
That's right.
But I'm not going
to
beg these people and plead with them.
No, you can't do that. You got to demand it.
When they're torturing all my brothers and sisters.
That's true.
You better stop it.
That's true.
All right, inner sight. And let's see, tomorrow night's show, interesting, why young people should help inner sight. We'll talk about that. Friday is the funnies.
Yeah?
Yeah, we got Lauren Hardy coming up on Friday.
Mm-hmm. The philosopher?
With some whacked up stuff.
I like to hear the philosopher.
Oh, I think we'll do a... What?
I like to hear the philosopher a little bit. Philosopher.
Yeah. Philosopher. I think we'll do a takeoff on this variant thing. You know,
a new
slant on it.
Yeah.
So be with us Friday night for the Inner Sight Frolics.
Yeah.
And Louis the Lip will be here. Jimmy Dinigan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this coming Friday. And in the weeks ahead, we hope to have people on this show who will testify as to the horror of nursing homes.
Yeah.
And even some people who are currently in nursing homes.
That's right.
You know, we will get them right on the show from the nursing home.
That'd be great.
We've done that before. We'll do it again.
That's right.
So there you have the bold approach of inner sight. And why are we so bold? Because we're trying to save lives. That's why.
That's right.
So anybody out there who would like to contribute and help us advertise what's going on, whether you want to put your name on it or not, we'd greatly appreciate that donation.
Definitely.
Because we're determined to keep this show going. I think we made a great move. Isn't it ironic that we made this move now when this new variant is pointing out its head, you know, rearing its head or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, exactly.
Very timely, you know, to send that message to Congress and all the governors and the President of the United States, protect these people. The 1.4 million, is that what it was?
Yeah.
1.4 million.
We have 96.
Protect them.
Yes.
Get them into their own home where they can be safer.
Yeah.
Mandate the agencies to raise money. Use the Volunteers for Freedom. It doesn't take much to train a person to be home health aide.
No, it doesn't. We have a few seconds left.
I can't hear you. What?
We have 60 seconds left.
Oh, yeah. All right, so Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. Thank you very much for listening. Thank Angela
for
the ad and all our friends who, boy, it shows you that she wants to get rid of nursing home. Look at the size of that ad. It's pretty big.
Yeah, it is pretty big.
All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night. I want to thank Suzanne is the host. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you for joining and being here with us tonight about getting rid of nursing homes. And good night, good evening, and we'll talk to you soon tomorrow.
Goodbye, world.
Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everyone.